kicked into the wall by Wallen! Oh my god, no! Wallen's jumped dead center! Oh no, they gotta save Wallen! It was a clean hit! 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 It was a clean hit!
I need 100 black covers for 100 bad men, 100 black grapes so I can lay they ass in. I need 100 black preachers with a black sermon to tell from 100 black Bibles. Why we send them all to hell? I need 100 black covers. Black covers. Black covers. I need 100 black covers. Black covers.
Otherwise, that was toast to set.
Thank you for having me.
Of the band Slow Zodiacs and recent solo artist.
Yeah.
With everyone's favorite EP.
Seb just wants to fall in love.
Thank you, boys. I'm honored.
What's up?
Here.
How's it going?
Start this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Sunny D's.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing better than a Sunny D.
Oh, yeah.
I just warmed it.
Gotta get that vitamin C going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well.
How y'all doing?
Oh, just dandy.
Just dandy.
Had a nice day at work today.
So did I.
Got audited for the third time this week.
No.
But, you know, the store manager, old Curtis, really pulled us together and got the got the team going.
That's good.
I was BC Ferries today.
I went in at halftime and everyone's like, why are you here? And I was like,
at halftime?
Well, because like they do like an 8-hour sailing.
Oh, okay.
Shift, and like I came in at halftime.
Oh,
and I was like, everyone's like, well, I don't know where to put you. So I bounced around for a while and then
nice.
Found my home on the floor.
Heard you directed a dart hack.
So a guy walks up to me yesterday and like normally I'd jokingly be like, hey, bud, I'm going to go for a dart. But like this guy walks up to me, passenger. He's like, do you work here? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, where can I go have a dart?
Nice dart, bud.
Hey, going for a dart. Just hanging out having a dart.
Going for a dart.
Going for a dart.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. So I guess you noticed our intro tune this week.
Great. Spot on.
Rick Ross.
Rick Ross, the bow.
I need 100 black dolphins. Black dolphins.
I just imagine Rick Ross sitting on like one of those inflatable chairs and like a swimming pool with 100 like...
He's got like
scientifically bred black.
He's got an Olympic-sized 100-meter swimming pool, and he's like, I got 100 black dolphins, black dolphins.
And then everyone's like, Rick, how are you going to feed them?
And then he's just like, I got 100 bad men from 100 black dolphins.
Oh lordy,
lordy, lordy.
Oh jeez. Well, that's
when you're still 40.
What?
Nothing.
My headphones are all fucked. I need new wires.
Okay. It's the.
Are you sure it's that?
No, because
splitter?
If I twist the splitter,
I think it might just be whatever.
No,
because
it's the same thing happens to mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Bringing you quality equipment.
Fuck you, the source.
There goes a sponsorship from the source. So yeah, keeping on that rap train. Mike Modano throwing down some 50 Cent on a Dallas radio show.
Yeah. So the program's called Roger Raps, and he gets like a different sports icon from Dallas every week to do a rap song. And like most of them are just like Dallas Cowboys players, and they're not hilarious. But this is Mike Modano.
He throws down.
Mike goes hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's also joined by, what's that announcer?
The in-house PA announcer
for
the Cowboys.
Oh, I love it. All right, should we take a listen?
Yeah, we'll take a listen.
All right, let's get to it.
Thank you.
Please.
Hey,
yes.
Hey, 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 hey.
Yo,
hey. Roger Raps.
Oh.
Yes.
We are all excited.
Yeah.
Yo, Roger Raps, everybody going crazy.
Thank you, Brett Jim. All right. Yo, Roger Raps, let's get right to it. The voice of Cowboy Stadium, Roger Emmerich. He dropped some knowledge on you with very well-known hip-hop songs, and this week, he does it once again. It is time for Yo Roger Raps, featuring Roger Emmerich and special guest, one of the greatest athletes in Dallas sports history, Mike Modano, on 105.3 The Fan.
Yeah.
Go, 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 go.
go, shorty. It's your birthday. We're gonna party like it's your birthday. Gonna sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a f- it's not your birthday. Climbing in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama got what you need, you need to feel a buzz. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug if you're into getting rubbed. Climbing in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama got what you need to feel a buzz. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug if you're into getting rubbed.
When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dubs. When I roll 20 deep, it's always drama in the club. Now that I roll with Dre, everybody show me love. When you sell like Eminem, you get plenty of groupie love. And homie, ain't nothing changed. Roll down, G's up, I see exhibit in the cut. Hey man, roll that weed up. If you watch how I move, you mistake me for a player or pimp. Been hit with a few shells, but I won't walk with a limp. In the hood in L.A., they say in 50s shot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love Pac. But holla in New York, for sure they tell you I'm loco. When the plan is to put the rap game in a chokehold. I'm fully focused, man, my money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal, I'm still on the grind. And Shorty said she's feeling my style, she's feeling my flow. Hey girlfriend, willing to get by, and they ready to go.
Climbing in the club, bottle full of buzz. Mama got what you need to feel a buzz. I'm into having sex. I ain't into making love, so come give me a hug if you're into getting rough. Climbing in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama got what you need to feel a buzz. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love, so come give me a hug if you're into getting rough. Don't try to act like you don't know where we be, neither. We in the club all the time, so pop, pop off. Yo, Roger Raps, ha, 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 ha.
Yes! Maybe the best ever. I'm trying to think what else could... Boomer, that was Mike Madonna.
Dude, I love the...
Like the most the... whack rhythm of all time.
Nice work,
nice
Mike.
Work. That was Mike Madonna.
Apparently it took him took a lot of effort to get him to do that.
Well, he didn't know the song. He said pack instead of pock.
Well, he says pack in the thing, and they pack. Gotta like impose it over.
Yeah.
What are you guys in it? You guys stupid or something?
But
it's pack, not pock.
It's Mike Madonna.
Yeah, I know. It's a combo of like that Minnesota, like
Canadian.
Ontario,
yeah.
Prairie Canadian, and maybe a, I don't know, maybe a little bit of
Alaska.
Maybe.
I don't know where he's from. I think he's Minnesota born. Originally?
Is he? Well, he was a North Star back
yeah.
in the day. That makes sense. Well, I guess we'll continue on the music train since we have our special guest is the musician.
We've got Sebastian Craig of Slow Zodiac live in the studio.
Oh my god, Seb!
Yeah, I'm pretty artsy.
Seb got here before me, and when I was going to walk through Eric's front door, I literally had to go through throngs of teenage women waiting outside the door.
Yeah, they're wait. I don't know how they got there, because I came home at like 3 o'clock today, but I walk out to see Seb, and out comes at least 30 16-year-old girls from my shrubs. Not sure how they got there.
And I
don't
just
even know,
like, Seb, this isn't legal, and then he has to run.
Yeah, it's, God dodge Wilkinson. No one wants to go to Wilkie. So, new solo album.
Yeah.
Seb just wants to fall in love.
Seb just wants to fall in love.
Has it been well received?
I don't know. There's 90 views on YouTube, so obviously it's pretty big.
It's big time.
I've listened to it a few times myself. We had a preview on episode 3.
We did. I pirated the shit out of it earlier today.
I went on Bandcamp and I put money towards them.
Yeah, I only charge money. You have to pay me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm suing your ass.
Oh, fuck. All right, we're shutting her down. Seb fucked it up.
No, it's cool. I'm working on the second one now.
That's good. Second solo?
Yeah, I'm just going to try to... John Frusciante did 6 albums in 6 months. So I'm going to try to do 4 and 4, like 4 months and then... go back to school and...
Boo!
I know, exactly. I'm pushing you out of the dream, man, but...
Fuck school. I'm gonna be a dope dealer. Yeah. Whatever that kid says.
It's cool to do hood rat stuff with your friends.
So, recently played a nice benefit concert in Old Sydney with your other 3-piece.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was the tuners didn't work, and but we it was sweaty.
You stole the show too.
we got an encore. That was pretty cool.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're far too kind.
Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time,
yeah,
I need
the Maniac didn't get an encore. One band just the band after you just walked off the stage, didn't even say goodbye or anything. They're just like, fuck it, we're done. I quit.
Yeah, the headlining band came from like Duncan or Nanaimo.
Yeah,
the two.
And they were like, who are these guys? And they liked your name, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah, so
wish we thought that name 10 years ago or said something.
And
like
Eric
that.
Stood up for us, even though I think you missed him talk. I think you thought he was chirping us.
Oh, yeah. He was complimenting. I was like, fuck you, bud. Oh, well.
But thanks for sticking up for us.
I go hard.
And maybe if you guys had a decent manager, you might have some more
I know,
shows lined
we,
up.
But... We have one right now, and he sucks a fat dick continuously.
Yeah, he's a huge douche.
I don't know what his name is. I heard it's like
Horton
Jamal
Henry,
or something like that.
Horton Henry?
Horton,
we don't even know.
Horton Henry? Is
Horton
that it?
Henry?
Horton Henry.
Gordon Ramsay?
Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, Gordon Ramsay.
Okay, I guess we got to talk about Gordon. Yeah, oh, Gordon.
Gordon?
Go over Gordon! Gordon! So Gordon Ramsay, he's been really fucking the dog recently.
I've been getting really fired up with him on MasterChef.
While Robert tries again on the John Dory, Chef Ramsay is counting on Giovanni on the meat station to get out the first entree of the night.
What is that?
Giovanni's best.
Hey, Ben.
Chef.
Is that like a chewed up bit of chicken from the dog? Here, that's your special. Yeah, have a word with him, yeah? He's given up. Take all the garnish back, do whatever you wish with it. Your special has now become not very special, thanks to Dickface there. Hurry up, Giovanni!
Yeah, but I'm not Dickface, Chef.
Yeah, say that again.
I said I'm not Dickface,
yeah,
Chef.
Yeah, you're pissed, are you?
I'm not.
Fucking, look at me in the eyes! Not as pissed as I am! You fucking are! Donkey!
No. Woo. Boy, oh boy.
Because right now I don't give a fuck! Dickface!
An emotional person, but he can get in my face all he wants. He will not break me.
You're sending shit, and you're trying to get away with it. Now I'm ready for an argument. Sending me that, you should be ashamed.
Dude, he just wants you to pop off.
And you want to get all sensitive?
No,
hey,
Chef.
You want to get all fucking edgy?
No, Chef.
Hey,
no,
look
chef.
At me, look at me. You serve me shit like that, take your jacket and fuck off.
Yes, Chef.
I'm not sending that shit, Chef.
No, Chef, sorry, Chef.
Yeah, I wasn't angry at him, I was angry at myself. It was just, I was boiling inside and... And he said something to me.
That's a well done one. And look at me. I don't give two fucks if you get upset with me. I don't give a fuck what I call you. This is not personal. This is professional.
I'm sorry,
Chef. That first one's a piece of shit. Now pull it back.
Yes, Chef.
Dick face.
That's the only show I follow right now.
So, big shocker. Everyone, hold on to your pants. He's been sued for mistreating his employees. Who would have thought?
I just don't see it.
He's a nice guy. Ooh.
Woo, yeah. Woo,
sunny day. And yeah, apparently he wasn't paying the minimum wage.
Oh my god.
He was not even, he wouldn't like overtime. He'd be like, well, you should have finished it in your shift. You're doing this work for free.
He has like three TV shows.
I know. What a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Abusive outbursts.
He's probably like the kind of person that expects the employees to pay him for work. You guys got to spend time with me, so where's my money?
But yeah, he's being sued for 100K.
100K is not bad.
Yeah, I guess to him that's like chump change.
It's like half an episode of Kitchen Nightmares.
Yeah, I've never seen those shows, but whenever I watch the commercials of him just making other chefs cry.
I like when he throws stuff.
We fucking wasted the most expensive half. Look at me in the eyes. Not as pissed as I am. You fucking are. Oh my god. Unbelievable. No, 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 no. No. Get out. Out, out, out. Why is that?
I don't know, Chef.
It's not good enough. Get out. You're not good enough. Piss off. Look at me. Look at me. Out. Get out.
Hey.
Fuck off. Mate, hey, madam. Through the door there. Fuck off.
Like, when he, like, takes up, like, a plate, and he'll be like, this is fucking raw, and then he'll just throw it.
Oh, Mr. Ramsey.
Did you see, this is sort of like off topic, off Gordon a little bit, but he always kind of reminds me of Simon Cowell in a way.
Yeah.
Like in that
angry and British.
British. Did you see on the Britain's Got Talent finale, these two opera singers were performing on stage, mm-hmm. and some random came up on stage and started throwing eggs at Simon Cowell.
That's impressive. Good for him.
Did on live TV.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so it was on TV.
What was the fallout from that for old buddy?
They, like, grabbed her off stage, and she had been, like, she was, like, posing to be part of, like, the opera singer's band and came up and just pelted him with eggs. Did you hit him? She hit him. Yeah,
man, he had to take his
jacket off.
Holy.
That's like, quite the aim. That's like a good 20-foot shot.
Yeah, like, they're not, like, right up by the stage. Like,
they're pretty.
Man,
that was hilarious.
That is impressive.
Wow, good for her.
Holy. Yeah, I want to see that.
Speaking of other semi-Gordon Ramsay-related news, have you guys heard about the midget Gordon Ramsay lookalike?
I just don't believe it.
It's probably gone.
Okay, well, it's true. I'll look it up for you. But as I'm looking it up, there in Britain, there's a little person who looks exactly like Gordon Ramsay. And here's the kicker. He was actually a midget porn star.
Does he do, like, midget chef porn or something like that?
Oh, that'd be too good.
Be like, today's nightly special. 2 inches of I had to say a really small number because he's a midget. So he's probably got a small.
Things are about to take a really dark. Things are about to take a really dark turn. Here.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you do?
He's dead.
Oh.
Found dead.
No.
I was joking.
Jordan calls it.
In a badger den, half eaten.
No. Badger den. No, that's not true.
No, it's 100% real.
Get oh my god. Out.
This is the honey badger. Watch it run in slow motion. It's pretty badass. Look, it runs all over the place. Whoa, watch out, says that bird. Ew, it's got a snake. Oh, it's chasing a jackal. Oh my gosh. Oh, the honey badgers are just crazy. The honey badger has been referred to by the Guinness Book of World Records as the most fearless animal in all of the animal kingdom. It really doesn't give a shit. If it's hungry, it's hungry. Ew, what's that in its mouth? Oh, it's got a cobra. Oh, it runs backwards. Now watch this. Look, a snake's up in the tree. Honey badger don't care. Honey badger don't give a shit. It just takes what it wants. Whenever it's hungry, it just, ew, and it eats snakes. Oh my god, watch it dig. Look at that digging. The honey badger is really pretty badass. They have no regard for any other...
Check it.
Yeah, shocking times.
Okay, the 35-year-old FX star movie Hi Ho Hi... Ooh, that...
Hi Ho Hi Ho,
it's up your arse we go. I love it.
Hi Ho Hi Ho, it's home from work we go. Hi Ho Hi Ho Hi Ho Hi Ho.
Was discovered in a badger's den partially eaten by the Ministry of Agriculture, who were checking the den ahead of a planned badger gassing program.
It was discovered partially gnawed.
How did you get that job?
A midget?
What do you do for a living? I gas badgers.
Wow. They think it might be suicide. Can you imagine killing yourself by jumping into a badger den?
How do you want to do it? The rope? The gun? Fuck it, I'm going to jump in a badger den.
Hey, that's ballsy.
Getting eaten alive would suck.
I don't know.
Wow.
It would be like, I don't know, how long do you think it would take? Half
well,
hour?
Probably, I don't know, but he's 100 centimeters tall.
So, oh! I mean,
he doesn't really have...
He's 100 centimeters tall?
Well, 107,
tall?
So...
He's 3 foot six?
Yeah. You know,
even that's like 3 foot four.
Well,
that's a really small.
That's 3 foot six.
Yeah, that's a really small person.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to be 3 foot six taking on a bunch
in,
of badgers.
In the fourth grade, I was 4 foot two, so that kind of says something.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know what? I would pay to see a dwarf porn star fight for his life against a bunch of badgers.
Well, we should, let's look this guy up. What the hell is his name?
Hi-ho, it's up yours.
It doesn't even say his name. It just says Gordon Ramsay lookalike. Oh,
Percy Foster.
Percy Foster. Okay, let's take a look at
him. He does look like him, though.
Percy.
Yeah, R.I.P., bud. All right.
Look at that the newspaper title.
Gordon Ramsay sex dwarf found dead in badger set.
That is the best newspaper headline ever.
Yeah, I mean, how many...
Gordon Ramsay sex dwarf eaten by badgers. Poor guy.
I just don't believe this.
Why doesn't he have a Wikipedia page?
How did we just stumble upon this?
I don't know.
I can't believe you got eaten by
I'm afraid to look even further because I reckon if I go to the second Google page, it'll just be old Percy getting it on. But look at this. He looks exactly like Gordon Ramsay, just with a like scrunched face.
That's so funny.
Poor guy.
Poor mini Gordon.
Rest in peace, Purse. What else we got to talk about? Should we?
North Korea talks news.
Are we going right to the news?
Yeah, we'll go to the news.
The news.
We hate the news on this program.
Well, okay. I guess Gordon Ramsay was that was a little bit of news. Dexter season 8 coming out.
What season am I on with Dexter? 5 or 6?
I'm actually like in the process of waiting for my DVDs to come on Amazon.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a good show.
I promise. I bought them.
It's a good show.
Yeah, no, I've seen episodes before, and it was really intriguing.
I don't watch TV or anything.
What the
or
fuck,
do anything
Sam?
Fun.
What did you expect, Eric? He's a musician.
Yeah, I know.
He's too.
I just
he's
I
too hipster for mainstream
television. Oh, indie, bro.
Seb watches. Seb's
look at my pants.
Oh, his pants.
Oh yeah. If you could see the pants right now.
Yeah, they're roll up black jeans.
He has black leather assless chaps on.
Yeah, assless.
With a G-string to keep it classy. Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
We're not kidding.
No, this is actually what Seb wears on a daily basis. I was, sitting on my break today, flipping through the Globe.
Yeah.
And I read something, like, hilarious. North Korea's like, hey, America, if you guys get rid of all your nukes, we'll get rid of all of ours.
And then Russia's just like, fuck you, and blows them both up.
Can you imagine? They're just like, okay, America somehow agrees because Obama just fucks the dog again. He's like, okay, they're all gone. And North Korea's like, you fucking losers. We got you now, pussies. Takes them down.
South Korea takes over. The Gangnam Style guy becomes president of America.
The Gangnam Style guy. How do you say it? Pissy?
Psy?
Psy? Psy? Is that it?
Psy?
Unless, I mean, I assume it's a silent P.
Yeah.
Silent P.
Silent P.
He looks exactly like what his character is. No, Kim Jong Il bit the dust.
No, Kim Jong Un bit the dust.
Kim Jong. Oh, what the hell's this guy's name? North Korea. Google it.
Kim Jong. Isn't there another one?
Yeah, son. It's a son, right?
Another son.
Oh, the premier is.
And they hate him because he went to like Euro Disneyland and got trashed.
Yeah, let's. Okay.
He got shit canned at Disneyland.
Okay, we gotta check out the family. Okay, it is Kim Il-sung is the eternal president. Kim Jong-il, who just bit the dust, is the he was the last guy.
Yeah.
And right now the supreme leader is Kim Jong-un.
What about the other brother?
I don't know, that's what I'm looking up right now.
The one who went to Euro Disney shit-faced.
Okay,
that was Disneyland Tokyo.
I'll look up Kim Jong-il's family.
Sure. I thought it was Paris.
Maybe Disneyland Paris.
I think it was, because I was like, that's really weird.
Yeah.
Like, that you'd be there.
Like, how did he get there?
Yeah.
Like,
imagine, the fuck's his family?
Imagine being,
though,
like, a customs officer and be like, oh, you're Kim Jong-il's kid.
Yeah. The eternal president's, the eternal leader's kid.
Oh, here, Kim Jong-il had a mistress. Who was a movie star.
Yeah.
Probably sent her to the work camp after.
One of those, like, North Korean movie stars that, like, stars in all, like, the pro-president commercials and stuff.
The only, like, film industry they have there.
Kim Jong-il has 4 known grandchildren.
Instead of James Bond, it's James Bond U. It's just Kim Jong-il lookalikes just killing Americans.
James Boon.
James Boon.
James Boon. Well, I can't find his other family, but I do know what you're talking about.
Okay, just look up Kim Jong Il drunk Disneyland.
Okay, Kim Jong Il kid drunk Disneyland. Okay, Kim Jong Il North. Oh, okay. Oh, that no.
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 No. I can't find it.
Maybe North Korea just deleted it from like the internet's record.
Yeah, maybe.
It definitely happened.
Oh, here we go. Kim Jong-nam was his name.
Ah,
and he's
yeah.
got his own Wikipedia page. He was he was going to take over Kim Jong's position, but then... Yeah.
Oh, maybe it was Tokyo.
Yeah, Tokyo Disneyland. In May 2001, Kim Jong-nam was arrested at the Narita... Arrested on arrival at the Narita International Airport, accompanied by two women and a four-year-old boy identified as his son. Ooh. After traveling on a forged Dominican Republic... I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Dominican Republic?
I'm just an Asian from the Dominican.
Oh, my
just
God.
Don't ask questions.
Okay, forged Dominican Republic passport using a Chinese alias, Pang Zong, which means fat bear in Mandarin Chinese. Good for you, bud.
Bear, let me in your country.
Kim Jong-nam was reportedly wearing a white shirt and a dark blazer along with sunglasses and I got a gold chain. After being detained for several days, he was deported on the instructions of the Japanese government to the PRC, the Republic of China. Kim Jong-nam apparently told his questioners that he was in Japan to visit Tokyo Disneyland. The incident caused Kim Jong-il to cancel a planned visit to China due to embarrassment.
That's hilarious. Wow.
He really fucked the dog on yeah. that one.
He could have had a country and decided...
Can you imagine being supreme ruler of fucking North Korea?
Eternal leader? What was the first title?
Kim Il-sung. Eternal leader.
Eternal leader.
Okay, I'm going to open up my second Sunny D.
Yeah, go for it.
I can just drink Sunny D all day.
Yeah. So many vitamins.
That's a
Thank you,
D.
Curtis, for the great deals on
Sunny
vitamins.
D.
Vitamins.
It's a West Coast classic. It's an icon for working hard and playing harder.
Sunny D?
A timeless Sunny D for those sun-drenched summer weekends at the lake. Clean, crisp, dry, and beyond refreshing. Like the great European style it embodies, our Pilsner is made with pure British Columbian spring water.
I'm sorry, our Sunny D?
Our Sunny D is made with pure British Columbian spring water, Bavarian hops, and a hint of sweet malts, and of course, tons of whole oranges in every can.
Speaking of working hard and playing harder, we went to Moses a couple nights ago.
Oh, yes.
I heard about this. I want to hear more about it.
I don't know where we start this story.
Have
off.
You ever seen Cops?
Why are you so sweaty?
I was watching Cops.
It's because you fucking touched my drum set! Because I know Cops doesn't start till 4!
No. But I'm actually serious. I've never watched Cops.
Oh my
god. Like, goodness. I can leave
what?
Now.
Yeah, you should probably just pack up your things and move.
Is the window open in here?
Yes.
Holy smokes.
I know, my room's... We should turn off the light or something.
It's come to that.
It might become tarps optional. Hey,
no clothes, lights off podcast.
I'll have to take off my assless chaps.
You must be just drenched in those leather pants.
Anyways, you're...
Why is Hildy in the hot box?
Steven, when you get through showing them to their rooms, go fetch Hildy, get her cleaned up and smell them real nice and sent over to Dr. Schultz.
Actually, Mitchell, Candace, it's something I ain't told you about yet.
What?
Hildy in the hot box.
What's she doing there?
What you think she doing there in the hot box? She been punished.
What's she do?
She run off again.
Jesus Christ, Steven, how many people ran away while I was gone?
Two.
We'll get her out of the hot box.
Anyway.
But Mr. Candy.
I can't believe Leo still doesn't have an Oscar.
I know.
That's really?
That was a great...
He doesn't have an Oscar.
That was such a great role in Django.
He does look like an owl.
I
respect his act.
I think he deserved one for Inception.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that
That's
movie.
Such a good movie.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't really a mind-blown movie. You know what I mean? But it was just really good.
It was definitely a good movie.
Christopher Nolan's the shit.
Oh, yeah.
No, I thought about that movie for like days after that. I started trying to do lucid dreaming.
Oh yeah, how's that going for you?
Oh, I only did it for like a week because it gets so tiring. Like you're supposed to go to bed thinking like when I have a dream I'm gonna wake up and then you write it down. So you end up waking up like four times in a night.
Oh,
once you get
having
like,
to write.
Kind of okay at it,
huh?
And then, but it's just like you're waking up four times in a night.
Yeah, I heard you got to keep like a dream journal or something.
Yeah, it's like sounds voodoo, but it actually works. It was really weird.
Yeah, that must be crazy. Joe Rogan's got something on his onnit.com.
Onnit.com.
Joe Rogan is talking about something on onnit.com, which, by the way, 30-second F10. You should copy and paste that link we got in the old description and buy something off onnit.com, supports the show, and gets you going. We'll tell you some more about onnit.com at the end of the show. But anyways, he sells something that, like a supplement that, I don't know what it's called, but it helps you with lucid dreaming. Something along those lines.
You should try it. If you've never tried it, you should try it.
Can't imagine lucid dreaming.
No.
Seems crazy. I mean, like, when I have to take melatonin to go to bed, like, I have crazy dreams.
Yeah.
Like, that's fun. I can't imagine, like, living my dream, though.
Yeah.
Seems crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
Crazy, bro.
This is Beth Beats in Europe, bro.
So hash.
Me and my cousin Jay Paul went out last night, Crown and Coke, straight hectic.
Too hectic, bro! yeah, if no one gets that, you should go on to twitter.com and start following Surrey Buddy.
Surrey Buddy's probably the favorite.
We're not going to get into it because
there's probably a line somewhere around there.
Racial concerns.
Yeah, they're okay, then Jordan says it.
Anyways.
Let's drop bombs. Let's
yeah.
Alright.
I love it.
We were talking about Moses.
Yeah, we got so off track. Okay, Moses. Carry on.
So, we went down there the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were just having a little beach fire. Having a couple sunny D's.
Chilling.
Just chilling.
Catching up.
Couple of glass vases, you know. Everything you need to get Moses.
Some flowers.
Yeah. It was just a really good
get together. Some rolled up flowers.
It was a nice... We were having a nice picnic, though.
Yeah. It was actually a really nice time, and we're enjoying the sun going down, and then... Whoop, 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 whoop. The police!
Suter bursts out of the bushes.
And starts beating us with a baton.
Pulls out...
That guy from that...
Smith & Wesson.
That guy from the police safety video from the 80s who just flips the baton out of his pocket, that guy, and he just starts going for kneecaps.
When the Chinese guy jumps out of the car with, like, the sword, and
yeah.
Like, this is a danger. Like,
This represents
imminent danger for sure.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, so they both come down.
And they're like, what's going on? Take everyone's IDs. I'm sitting there, it's like, I don't, like, they... Like, they go up, like, can I have your ID? They come up to me, they look at me, I just shake my head, and they just, like, don't even ask me any questions.
They're just like, oh, get!
Like, running everyone's names, and...
Why did you shake your... You didn't have ID.
I didn't have ID.
Oh, okay.
Those were my pajamas.
They probably just looked at you and, like, he's not a threat.
Yeah, but didn't they were pretty cool?
Yeah, they were really cool.
Yeah, they were like, wow, we didn't hear you guys when we were walking down. Carry on!
When they first came up, I thought they were the pizza guy we were waiting for.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Because they were like, hey, guys, how's it going? Or like, what are you guys up to sort of thing?
Yeah,
waiting for your pizza.
And I was like, oh, sweet, pizza's here. Eight dips,
yeah. No, they were really reasonable,
yeah,
though.
They were like...
Just like, you guys driving? Nope. Okay, see ya.
Yeah. Good, cops come into the room.
Good guys.
The time. They asked if we were from Belmont.
I'm thinking they were looking for someone, though.
That was their go-to. It's like, you guys go to Belmont? And I was like, yeah, I drove back from Colwood
to
drink in the cove. That's what I did, man.
But yeah, they must have been looking for someone, because they didn't have the regular RCMP get-go going. They had some, like, detective shit. The guy had his, like... badge hung off of his pants like a badass.
And
the other guy was holding his gun. I was like, well, get. But yeah, that was nice.
And that was the night one of us got shot. No.
Rest in peace, Ben Darnow.
Buried at Moses.
But we ordered a pizza, which came after those. The 5-0 decided that we weren't a threat to anyone. And
I still think Panago turned us in.
I
still think Panago was like, we got some hooligans.
But yeah, we're ordering pizza. I'm on the line with Panago, and they're like, you guys want any dipping sauces? I'm like, oh fuck. Boys, what do you want for dipping sauces? And no one said anything, and I was like, okay, ranch. Like, what kind of ranch? Like, what the hell?
And she's like, I already made one decision.
That's what I said. She's like, Italian garlic or jalapeno? I was like, Italian garlic. And she's like, how many do you want? And I was like, oh my god, how many do we need? And I'm looking around, and like, how many dips do we need? No one's saying anything. Henry pipes up. Eight.
We got 8 ranch dips.
Yeah, so we got...
I took 2 home, had them with my pizza last night.
Nice.
It was great.
I have no idea where the one I took home went. I probably... It's probably there was one in my backpack
somewhere.
There was
one that we got... Oh, this is a separate pizza incident. Oh. When we all played road hockey at the other day, and then someone stuck one behind my tire.
Oh, no.
And I grabbed it from behind Gormican's tire, and it got all over the back of... like it blew up. I thought it was pretty funny.
Bitch!
Suck it, Liam.
That was a good game of roadie, though.
I'm kidding. Yeah. So a bunch of us got together to play some good old Canadian street hockey.
Oh yeah.
And Mr. Christensen here.
I always lace up the tendy gear.
He went in net.
That's if I'm not playing ice hockey, I'm and it's either road hockey or intramurals. I'm going tendy.
We were playing some. Fairly athletic people out there. We had
Trevor
Popple.
We have Wade Popple,
who's should be coming on the podcast pretty soon.
Yeah, yeah. And Michael Logan,
Cassidy
McDonald, Jordan Brown.
I don't know if Michael Logan, Jordan Brown are the most athletic.
No, but I mean, who would you expect to lead the series? 7-game series. Who would you expect to lead the series in goals?
Jordan Brown.
You.
Me.
Henry put seven goals past me.
Seven Genos.
Henry has a shot, man.
And coming in on the right wall, Sylvester will move to Henry at the point. Low shot, scores!
Gonna go throw our teddy bears!
It's Henry's first of the season. Throw those teddy bears!
Jordan, I guess what a way to get your first goal of the season on teddy bear toss tonight. Just walk us through how you saw it through your eyes.
Just, you know, a good play by Sylvester there on the boards, pinched the guy off and then popped it back to me. I was calling for it and just, you know, tried to take an extra second there and wait for the traffic to formulate in front, and it did, and, you know, a shot went through off the post, and I liked the result.
I saw he had a slapper lined up for his first shot, and I was like, what the hell does he think he's doing? I got this.
The first shot I took missed the ball.
Oh, yeah, you missed it. And then I didn't take the next attempt seriously, and you put her home.
Yeah.
Was bar down. It was huge.
He's also known to have just silky, absolutely silky mitts sometimes with sexy action.
In SAHL, yeah.
Hey, just off the cuff, sexy action tomorrow night.
I can't do it.
I'm going to try and go.
Yeah. Because I miss, you know, lacing them up, playing some hacky.
We should try and carpool.
Yeah, and Liam wants to play too.
Fuck yeah. Is he allowed back?
Yeah, I talked to Kyle.
Liam, for all the folks who don't know this story, our buddy Liam Gormican, who is featured on episode 4.
And episode 1?
Yeah, he was on episode 1 as well, the debut episode.
Yeah.
He got kicked out of this rec league we play in for fighting the host and then throwing his gloves out of the ring.
to a part where you can't get to without taking your skates off and then trekking.
Yeah, so... got banned for a good year now.
I remember that altercation.
It's a good time.
That was good
stuff. Miss SAHL, actually. Yeah.
But there was that you that I deked out?
Yeah, oh my lord.
So I had some Gretzky vision going, and that came in off the left wing. And what was the move I
pulled? I didn't realize it was Henry, because he, like, toe drag, like, big one, and then he flipped the puck up over my stick.
Was that intentional?
Yeah. And he puts it down, and he goes around me.
What?
And I turn around, I'm like, oh, fuck, Jackson had, like, that was a pretty sick move. And I'm like, it was Henry. And I just sat down and cried. Like, you know.
Me?
There was that one streak of games this year at Sexy Action. Four straight hat tricks.
Fuck yeah. Alex
must have hated him.
Alex was just rattled.
We used to get in some classic dust-ups at
SAHL. One game where you punched Flood and he bled all over his jersey?
Well, he started it. He came up to me cross-checking me, so obviously I'm dropping the mitts. And I guess he had his cage on still.
Did you?
I clocked him in the face and broke his, or didn't break his nose, but cut him open pretty good.
Yeah. You got blood all over that white jersey of Cassidy's, the number 4 Oilers one. Yeah.
That was me.
Did you pull his cage off and then throw it at the glass?
No, I only do that when I play real hockey. Yeah.
I wish I was there for that.
Yeah, for the folks who...
So you threw it at the kid.
Yeah, for the folks who don't know, my...
That's fine. I was just wanted to make sure I had it right.
My my last ever real hockey game, I guess. I was like, I'm going out with a bang. I was like, Dad, I'm getting a dust tonight. And he's like, I know.
You better win.
I know. And there's this kid who tried to fight me the game before, but obviously Rat Club.
Oh, there you go.
That's a good rat.
And this kid, he didn't want anything from me at the start of the game.
It was full lever.
No, it wasn't. But I'm hacking the back of his legs, like, the whole game. And just, like, egging him on kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then 8 minutes left in the third. So that's suspy material right there.
Oh, yeah.
I gave him a hack in the shin pads. This is, like, probably the 30th time I'd slashed him in this game. So he starts skating at me. So we both start swinging, and I took him down, and this was like it was a classic cage rage. So we're just, you know, basically whipping each other in the face, and I finally got him down and took him down. Refs jumped on us. The lineys did a terrible job. Like, that fight procedure was brutal. They were, like, straddling us and whatnot. Like, so,
cutting you with their skates.
Yeah. So I was just like, well, you know.
Stop fighting. They're kicking you off the ground.
I was like, okay, well, the refs aren't really letting me do anything, so I guess I'll grab Buddy's cage. Grabbed his cage, and the lines woman.
Oh.
Switch it up. Lines Ooh. Woman. Ooh. She's just like, 15, let go of the cage. 15, let go of the cage. And I just wasn't letting go. And the linesman pulled the other kid. And I pulled as well. So I just ripped his cage off. So now I just got this cage in my hand. Like, what the hell am I supposed to do with this cage? I could have, like, skated out of the arena, twirling it on my finger. But you know what I did instead? I threw it at his face.
Yeah. Like, let me fix that for you.
10-game suspension.
That's good. What a way to go out.
Oh,
ten
yeah.
10 games.
10 games.
I don't think so.
When we play Panthers next year.
That.
What?
10-game suspension? Are we playing? Yeah, we all.
I think it got reduced to 4 after they learned I was retiring.
Oh. And there's no point in doing
so
that.
So will that carry over for when we play Panthers next year?
No, because I'd already dealt with that, because the year after I continued to also referee.
Okay.
Minor and above minor hockey. Speaking of that, shouts out to Jake Podan, who listens to this podcast.
Yeah, Jake.
Good luck in the VIJ, and hope you get better from your big conky you got.
He's going to kill it.
Oh, he will.
He had such bad luck this year.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But he'll be back. He'll be back with a vengeance.
Seb's a linesman in the VIJ.
Yeah, I can't ref.
Oh, that's right.
Ref wannabe.
So, tell us about it. Tell us about the ref life.
It's a lot of fun once you get used to being called a fucking asshole.
There was this one time Connor Logan got in a fight and Seb fucked it up real bad.
Yeah. Hey, shouts out to Connor Logan for, like,
holding his own.
Yeah. I'd say he won that fight. And I was like, yeah! You know, in my head. Obviously, I can't do that in front of the Cougars bench.
You start selling on the ice.
You see Opal get pumped, you fucks!
It was Opal, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was...
I was cheering for Connor. That was good.
Yeah, no, it's fun. I mean, you're going to ref next year.
Yeah, but minor.
At that level where the kids are, like, just, they're so innocent, that's the best level.
I just want to go for a little skate with some novice kids.
They're hilarious. They're so funny. They just, it's just a group of kids who follow, like, the two good kids.
It's so funny. You know? That just sounds so entertaining.
Yeah, no, it's fun. And, I mean, hopefully you'll be commentating me with the bands on.
Yeah,
you guys will.
We'll be commentating.
You can make fun of me when I fuck up all the calls next year.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt.
butt so sexy it hurts.
It's too hard in here. Oh, I can't deal with it.
I would take this shirt off, but I like it too much.
Is that an Elton John?
It's Elton John. It's a pink tie-dye Elton John t-shirt.
Benny and the Jets. Love that song.
It's a world tour t-shirt.
Did I polish two Sunny D's already?
No.
Or is that, is it? There it is.
No, there it is.
Dude,
I was going to say.
That was quick.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why not, eh?
Sunny D's.
Sunny D's on the house.
So, on the subject of referees, yeah. Sebastian Craig, your 19th birthday.
Seamless. yeah, it feels really weird. It doesn't feel right.
Must be nice being the age majority.
Yeah. No, it's cool. I can't buy a lot of Sunny D.
You attempted to do a alcoholic shot between another fellow's legs.
Let's not bring this up.
We have to.
So, yeah, it was bad.
For a podcast listener that doesn't know what a muff diver is.
What is a muff diver?
It is a cup with a shot in the bottom of it filled with whipping cream.
Yeah.
Whip. Some cool whip.
And you gotta... I thought I could just do it with my teeth, you know, like hang off the side.
So you gotta go in there, hands behind your back, find the shot and...
Yeah.
From between someone's legs.
Which happened to be...
When we went out, we don't know any women, so it was a mostly male gathering.
Oh, good
stuff.
So,
of course, I'm just, you know, continuous muff diving on every dude in the bar. Yeah.
Without a shot glass.
Oh, most of the time there was nothing else but
and it wasn't
just
whipping
the pants.
No, but I fucked up.
So and he spilt it all over.
I apologize.
Fellow referee.
For fucking that up.
Oh, is Jordy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who also refs in the bidge.
The bidge?
Yeah, he's actually good.
Yeah, Jordy's a good referee.
Yeah.
Tony loves to give it to Jordy. I don't think there's...
Every single Panthers fan loves to give it to Jordy.
And Jordy loves it.
Yeah.
That's what he says, yeah.
Well, us, the announcers, we're just, like, you know, doing our thing.
We're doing, like, our intermission talk. We're like, fucking rights, Jordy's here tonight.
Yeah, like... We're pro Jordy.
Yeah.
And all the other Panthers fans are just like,
who is
Jordy?
Is that a wife beat?
Yeah, it's my favorite wife beater.
Does it say fuck shit up?
It does. Yeah, this is my favorite party and wife beater.
I have the shirts been ordered.
It's a Monday.
The shirts have been ordered from
So the money's gone into your PayPal?
It's getting there.
Okay.
Wait, those are the shirts?
No, we ordered shirts. So he ordered a Suns Out Guns Out t-shirt. No.
I got Suns Out Guns Out wife beater. And you got a
For the Boys tank top.
Oh yeah.
And you're gonna get MacGyver 69 on the back.
MacGyver 69er. Yes.
Okay. And I'm gonna get All Star 15 on the back.
Oh, Danny Heatley. What a guy.
Peter.
They're all heats.
Talk to me when you're crushing two handles of Bacardi and ignoring texts from supermodels. Think you're sick?
You know Danny Heatley's, you're not.
Yeah. Danny's
the answer to that.
Apparently, Patty Kane does that on a frequent basis.
You know what?
Patty Kane's there's
going to take a lot of hate. Fuck Patty Kane.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jordan.
So, I don't know.
I know.
I like him strictly because he doesn't give a fuck.
I mean,
he put up a Hattie in game 6 against...
All that's fine and dandy, but he beat a cabbie up for 15 cents or 5. What
that's cool.
It?
Yeah, that was like, pretty gutless.
Like...
But, like, the amount of women he sleeps with?
Apparently he took down a famous Taylor Swift.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, good call.
Yeah.
Good call, Patty.
Are you for real?
Yeah, I'm for real.
Dang.
I know he was taking body shots off of, like, 18-year-olds in Calgary.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, it is.
But he played the next night in Edmonton. And he's out taking body shots off of, like, high school girls.
There was a picture of him on the Reddit's r/hockey of him at a Cubs game just packing a fatty grizzly bear in his mouth.
Nothing like a fat grizzly bear.
Oh, wait.
Do you know who
Is it? Oh, hey, Megan Phillip, I still have your barbecue lighter.
Bravo.
I'm so sorry if you've been wanting to barbecue.
I'm going
to
keep this. Megan Phillip, if you ever...
Eric Christensen.
don't know what's happening. It's my assless chaps.
Steph stood up and we don't know how to respond.
Yeah, it's, wow, things are getting ridiculous.
40 grams of assless chaps, ladies and gentlemen.
40 grams of assless chaps. Is that the Rouge Man?
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
C'est le Rouge Homme.
Yeah. Huh? Le Rouge. Rouge guy. Oh, no, Rouge guy.
Rouge guy.
Rouge guy. When, hey, well, I'll finish my Sunny D first and then have a Rouge guy.
Sunny D's.
Yes.
What are we on now?
I don't even know. What should we tell? Oh, shit. So I'm riding my motorcycle home from Thrifty's the other
this
day.
This is a good one.
And, you know, just putting along. I think I was only going, like, probably 60K an hour. And birds are always flying out in front of me, and I don't try and dodge them because they're always dodging me. Like that's you know, you don't want to add a second variable into the equation. Nice.
I love the sound of Sunny D's being open.
Me too.
Sorry.
And I was like, okay, I'm just gonna keep riding. It's gonna do its thing. Nope, hit it with my chest.
Oh, my chest.
Yeah,
like a full size bird.
Well, like one of those little birds.
Yeah,
that,
but still,
like, fucking hit it with my chest.
Ow, yeah.
Didn't even faze me.
I ever tell you about the time I was driving home and the guy in front of me in the truck hit the deer and he swerved and the deer went up over the back of his truck.
So you have to dodge a flying deer.
Well, I swerved to the side and the deer hits the side of my car.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, whatever.
I
like,
love
it's a deer.
It's just a deer.
And I get home and my silver
everywhere.
Car is red. It is covered
actually,
in blood.
Fuck yeah. That's
just a retarded amount of blood.
So
it's 2 a.m. and I'm like hosing down my car.
So you got an assist.
I love it.
I love it.
Yeah. That's awesome. Good assist.
Yeah.
That's 5 XP.
Yeah.
This one time I was just driving home late night and this fucking raccoon comes from across the road.
They're fucking scared.
Across the plane! And I hit it. Looked in the rear view.
Yeah.
And do you know what I see?
A dead raccoon. They're
I see
moving.
Out of the air a raccoon just hit the ground.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
This one time I was driving home from Dean Park. It was me and Johnson. And it was probably the most like coincidental thing ever because we're driving. And that song, As I Walk Through the Valley of the Shadow of Death, you know what song I'm talking about? That was playing. We drive past a buddy that's been gored, and it's like in the street, like it was gross. It's disgusting. Anyways, we keep on going down the hill. 2 dead birds on the road. And then we passed another dead thing.
You guys are just like...
And we're like, we need to get out of here now. This place is cursed. Fuck this shit.
On the subject of dead things, dead things either way. I was at the Roost last night and I was serving this table 4 and they
brought it. We had roadkill and asked for it to be grilled.
Yeah, we have. That's the policy. There's like chickens that walk around the grounds and this one girl, she's like, is that a rooster or whatever? And like, fuck if I know if it's a rooster. Like, it's a chicken. I don't know. Anyway, I was
got a meal out the deal. I'm still on the grind.
Still on the grind. And I said, no, I was like, we have a rooster or we had a rooster. Last year got ripped open by a bunch of raccoons.
And you got like,
which happened?
You said that to a customer?
Well, they asked about the rooster and I was like, well, you know, last year, yeah, Ruby. Ruby the rooster got ripped open by a bunch of raccoons. Apparently it was fucked. Like her head was like on an entire different part of the property.
Oh, when I worked at the Christmas tree farm, there was one year where like the owner lady who used to do all the farm stuff, her arm was broken. So she was like, hey, can you go to the chicken coop? And I went in, there's like 2 dead roosters in there.
She's like,
so I pick up these dead roosters and I have to bury them. Much like the time that the last ostrich died and they had to bury it with a backhoe. You ever had to bury an ostrich?
You operated a backhoe?
One of the saddest things I've ever heard.
We had to push it in with shovels. And it'd been dead for like 2 weeks.
How weird was that?
It was awful. Poking. It was smelt pungent.
Dude, it's an ostrich. Those things are so weird.
And on the subject of the rooster that people asked about, they had this pig. And it was like, everyone would be like, oh, where's the pig? Went up into the pig. And then one day, the kids come up and like, where's the pig? And I was like, nothing. And directly behind these kids, a gentleman comes up. He says, I'm here to pick up my pork roast.
Oh, no.
And the kids just looked at me with these wide eyes. And I was like,
and you're like, yeah. That's exactly.
Yeah.
To tell anybody about our little secret, I'll kill your dog. I'll
kill your dog. So you killed his dog.
You should have said that to the kid.
Yeah, but it was like, how am I supposed to lie to these
I'll kids? Kill your dog.
How am I supposed to lie to these kids?
Oh, I don't know. Speaking of other dead things, this always happens. We get into a big dark streak.
We either get into like a really serious one, or like a really really dark turn. Ever since you turned the lights out,
yeah.
Let me hit the lights.
Britney Spears, anyone? Our reporter in the harbor, Galen Flaherty.
Oh yeah,
he's working away, doing his thing.
Rolls in at 8 o'clock.
Sees this dude pass the fuck out in the harbor,
like in the water.
No, like on the dock.
Like that's a floater.
Dude OD'd on mouthwash. Which is, that's a rough path. You know, you've hit rock bottom when
you're
done.
What are you drinking tonight? Ah, just Listerine. Don't worry about it.
So Galen's trying to, like, you know, get him back in the game. Checks his pulse.
Non-existent.
Oh, buddy's got no pulse. And then he's about to do the old CPRs, and the ambulance comes, and they're like, he's been dead for a while. How awful would that be?
Yeah.
Seeing a dead guy.
Yeah.
At the harbor.
I don't know if I could deal with seeing a dead person.
I'd probably be pretty turned on, to be honest. I'm sorry. Kidding.
What's the, when a woman dies, what's the
one? It'll be fun.
My penis.
Yeah.
Well, we butchered it.
What's the warmest organ in a
Insider,
dead girl's body?
Yes. My dick.
My
That's
dick.
The,
oh. I told
we
that
got
joke
it the second
deeply.
Time around. Yeah, and what you think?
She thought it was horrendous.
Remember your room joke when his mom was sick? When his mom was deathly ill. Okay, I'm going to let you say the punchline, but I'll set it up. Okay, so Mr. Room, our physics teacher in high school, physics 12 teacher, his mom's sick. Okay, so he's been away for 2 days.
I didn't know!
He's going to visit his mom because she's deathly ill. So when he gets back, Jordan's sitting in his classroom with Mr. McKinney listening. And Jordan, what did you do? What did you do?
So, Room's there, and I ask, okay, he'd been doing a whole bunch of scientific experiments with these things called muons.
They're subatomic particles. He loves them.
And they're always, like, they're going cool around. And they're, like, going through, like, every single piece of matter around you.
Yeah, they can
and
they
I
go
said,
through your body all the time and stuff.
What's the same between myself and muons, Mr. Room? And he's like, I don't know. And I look at him, and his mom is on, like, the brink of death, and I said, we're constantly penetrating your mom.
Is he
perfect?
You're a terrible person.
And then McKinney just looks at me and just shakes his head. And the Room's a good guy. He kind of like laughs it off, and I apologized when I found out.
And both constantly penetrating your mom.
We were playing roadie one time at the school. It was grads versus teachers. And Room puts a ball past Lanigan, cross-checks him over in the crease, and, like, does a fake jerk-off and explosion into his face.
That's so funny. Does he try to break
semen?
He kicked my knee, and, like, my knee did that thing where it, like, half comes out.
Yeah.
And I got very upset and said some things that I regret saying.
We jumped him after.
We got very upset with him.
You started swearing at him, and then me and Wade came down from the... This was an intramurals,
right?
Yeah,
I remember that.
We came down from the stands and started pushing around Mr. Room, the teacher.
I said,
what other high school would that fly at?
I know. Oh, yeah, I didn't get in trouble at all. Like, I said some things that... it was just like... Everything turned red rage.
Oh, yeah.
It was like fucking leprechauns coming at my knees. Like, what a terrible thing to say.
That's not as bad as coming down and starting to push a teacher around. Like, the fuck's your problem, pussy?
How many times do we just get, like, physical with teachers?
Lots.
Yeah. Lots.
Yeah.
Like, I almost threw down with McKinney on so many occasions in handball.
It'd be fine, though.
And he'd be like, all right, good tilt.
Yeah.
What other school lets the students scrap the teachers?
This, in what's Parkland Panther Cup when me and Sebastian and good buddy Jason Sarutuck were reffing. And Skins is beaking me right off the bat.
Yeah.
What you got in your mouth, Eric? Well, I got a piece of gum in my mouth because I'm reffing. Is it gum? It's fuck you, Skins.
And that's the game where he's like, fuck you, Butler.
Oh, yeah. So he told the 14-year-old to fuck off. Sorry, Mr. McKinney. That's funny. We're not making fun.
Jerome's the alpha male.
Yeah, McKinney is like, when it, like, you can, like, smell Panther Cup coming, he, like, starts to go to the gym.
I saw him on bike rides. He was getting ready. And he looked good. He looked good today.
He's frightened.
Yeah, Skins, he goes hard on the bike, too, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see him pedaling past my house sometimes.
Hey, this, by the way, this is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to have you on.
You know what's more fun? Your mustache.
That's a good-looking stash. Longer on one side than the other. And my mom beaked it as soon as he walked in the house.
She's I don't recognize
you. You're like, Eric,
Mom, you know Sebastian, right? Oh, yeah, I do. Just not with that greasy mustache.
I was going to bring the wax today.
Shut up.
But I forgot.
It'll look good.
Doesn't it smell like wintergreen?
Yeah, it actually smells really good. Did anyone else see that guy... Sorry that I'm changing the subject.
That's
fine. Anyone else, did you see that guy nail that the first ace at the U.S. Open?
That young guy, and he got fired up.
He's like, yeah. I would too. Oh my!
Yeah, I didn't.
First ever
didn't
ace on the
U.S. Open.
First ever ace on. It's this course, and it's the only short par three on the course.
Hole 13.
Yeah, and like they've played it. This is the fifth U.S. Open to be played there.
No one's
ever gotten an ace, and then this kid comes along. And then he hit it.
He's like plus 22.
He hit it in the rough.
Yeah,
and it bounced off the rough and came in. And then when he got it, he came down to the green, kissed the spot in the rough.
Fuck yeah, what a guy.
Well, I mean, yeah, he was like 20 over.
That's all he's got
going.
Game
changer.
But he's in the history books now.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Yeah, what's his name? Phillips.
Yeah.
Or something.
If you're at the U.S. Open, you're not a bad golfer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Unless your name's Phil Mickelson, and then you blow
it. Yeah,
him.
Oh my God.
Phil's been known to blow a championship every now and again.
Six times he's been runner-up at the U.S. He's never won
six
a U.S.
times.
Open.
But he's got a jacket, though, doesn't he?
Yeah,
but I mean, like, you know, that's...
Two, I think.
Getting the jacket's like winning the Stanley Cup.
No, winning a Grand Slam.
In golf.
No, you got to win all four majors.
Would you say
that's doing the Stanley Cup.
Well, then what's getting the
Graham
jacket?
McDowell.
The jacket is the most prized,
winning
thing in
except
golf.
Except not
though.
To Europeans. Europeans only care about winning the British Open.
Oh, yeah. That's a fucking huge tourney, though.
Yeah.
Sonny D.
That was a loud bop.
Yeah.
I love it.
But yeah, Phil blew it, and I was really rooting for him.
Yeah,
just because
Phil's a good guy.
Sunday was Father's Day.
Yeah.
And Phil's always been a big father's guy. It's his 43rd birthday.
Really?
Yeah. You know what? And he went into the day leading the U.S.
But...
Oh.
And he blew it.
But Phil can...
Yeah, but that's tough.
He had two double bogeys in the first eight holes to start it. And then on the 10th, chips in from 170 for eagle.
Yeah, I saw
to
that.
Take the lead. Starts jumping.
This is an impressive collection of Sunny D's we got right now.
Yeah, I know. We're, unos, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis... Siete, ocho, eight. Good stuff.
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad at all. Is anyone watching basketball recently?
I've been watching Green Drain threes.
26.
He was. I think he was 26 for 33 in the finals so far,
and that's a record.
Made the
for
record.
Most
Wait,
threes.
Beat Ray Allen. Did you see Ray Allen's expression?
Pissed on the bench.
Yeah, he's like
hilarious.
Oh. But still, Ray Allen's the shooter of all time.
But Green's on fire.
Yeah.
And last night,
the Spurs are going to win.
It wasn't like LeBron and Wade played bad. They had 25 points apiece. That's good.
It's team effort.
Yeah. Manu, man. The big Argentinian.
Yeah. Is it true he, like, the lady on Sportsnet said he hadn't played since the last Eastern
game? He hadn't started a game.
Oh, okay.
So this is like,
he hadn't started
finals or anything. And he started, and then he was like,
he put up
like 7 points in the first 5 minutes.
He had like 10 assists or something.
20,
like,
he had a triple-double.
Triple-double?
Yeah.
Fucked around and got a triple-double.
Why is James crying?
Because he got dunked on.
Because he just got dunked on. That brings us to our next video. This is our only, I guess, YouTube video of the day, but it's a long one. It's like
4 minutes and 45 seconds or something like that.
All right, so this is a song by Froggy Fresh. You guys will recognize him as soon as you see him. It's called Dunked On.
Lace up them sneakers. Put them pants on. He's got a Michael Jordan jersey. That's all I ever wanted.
For a game of 2-on-2, me and Mike versus James and his boy Big Blue. We headed off to Kevin's house right after school, cause he got that new Lifetime basketball hoop. We came ready to play. We came ready to win and bring the trophy on that day. Big Blue said, you ain't bringing home that W. How you gonna score when I'm standing here in front of you? I grabbed the ball and I passed it into Mike. Nobody could believe it. James fell over on the ground. He started crying, put his hands on his head. Then Big Blue looked at me and Mike and he said, why is James crying? Cause he just got dunked on. I ain't even lying. Yo, he just got dunked on. Yep, he was standing in the way. So I jumped up in the air and I ducked it on his face. Why is James crying? Cause he just got dunked on. I ain't even lying. Yo, he just got dunked on.
We know our new intro music.
I got a last clap.
Why is James crying?
Because he just got dunked on.
I ain't even lying.
No, he just got dunked on. That's so good.
Yeah.
Hey, have you ever pulled a Walter Alexander and hit like something out of your scuba mask?
Oh, I thought you were gonna transition to a Walter Alexander dunking on the pong.
Yeah, that was a huge dunk. Yeah. The party was packed too.
Like you couldn't move.
This guy we know, he's packed party. People are on the roof. It's that packed.
Yeah, there were a lot of people.
He gets everyone to kind of move out of the way a little bit, and he's like, "I got this." Dunks the table,
breaks it.
Energy like,
collapses
was,
the whole table.
Said it was the best $150 he ever spent.
Yeah.
Oh, he bought the table. For
I think he had to pay for the table.
Well, I mean, you don't that just do that sense. And not pay for it.
But you know what?
I did that at Joey's. You know, I dunked on his wooden table. Hurt so much.
the table won
in this all 130 pounds of it. Break this
he
table.
He smashed that table.
The cup was destroyed.
But, you know, there's so many people there. Like, I was, like, maybe 5 feet away from the table, but I couldn't see it. Like, that's how many people were there.
I just that caught was... it. Like, I saw someone running, and I was like, what the fuck is happening? And I just saw Walt midair.
I've only dunked it once, but it was Mike Hallett. Yeah, he just got dunked on!
Why James Brown?
Because he just got dunked on!
You know who else just got dunked on?
Who?
Motherfucking Rob Ford.
Oh,
what a transition.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
this brings us into our weekly Rob Ford segment.
Weekly Rob Ford segment.
Oh, that's right. Weekly Rob Ford watch.
Yeah.
We have to say allegedly for everything Rob Ford related.
Crack cocaine.
And the cyclists are paying the ass to the boys.
The video, which appears to be real, shows Mayor Rob Ford in a room, his shirt open, lolling back in his chair, and appears to be smoking a crack pipe.
I do not use crack cocaine, nor am I an addict of crack cocaine.
I love it. So, the Star reports this week that...
The Star really hates Rob.
The Star is like, here's Rob... hanging out on the far right, and the Star is like, you know what, we're just gonna take it down the left wing, take a shot, he shoots, he scores,
yeah,
kind of thing.
The Star is like, look at this Rob Ford rally. We did a background check, and one of them has done drugs before.
Yeah,
people in the crowd were high.
The Star is pretty left, but there's another Toronto like news agency that's on the far right.
The Sun.
The Sun. I don't mind.
The Star and the
Sun. I don't mind reading books.
I love,
actually.
Do you know what I think my go-to newspaper is?
What?
The Province.
I like The Province.
The Province,
Province is a good newspaper.
And it's the News Review. Yeah.
Have you been in the News Review before?
No. Oh, I still haven't read that.
Yeah, I have a picture of that saved on my phone,
really?
Actually. Yeah, it's...
my dad has a copy pinned on our, our bulletin board in our house.
You know you've made it when you...
I didn't even mention it to him. Like, he just read it himself and put it up.
Wow.
And he's like, hey, Seb's up on the board.
Thanks. Yeah, that's...
Seb made the Henry board. What have you done recently?
Exactly.
Well, you know what I bought Sean for Father's Day?
What'd you get him?
Just a bunch of beer.
Good.
You know what? That's a good gift.
Beer and...
Seb, I think I might delete this
dad,
picture. Sorry, boss. I definitely deleted this picture.
I understand.
So, sorry, boys. Sorry.
No,
but we gotta get back on track.
Eric Christensen.
Motherfucking Rob Ford.
Motherfucking Rob Ford!
He's got the hottest bod.
Anyways.
Have you seen that picture of him, like, at that rally? And it's like he's just not even paying attention at on the background?
He's probably allegedly high on crack.
Crack.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Can I put that on?
You'll get heat stroke.
Oh,
yeah, I've got this big Ross Jesperson super suit hung up in my room that's made entirely out of wool. Good shit.
That looks hot as, like...
I like the coat hanger. The all-star coat hanger.
Yeah.
How 2004 can you get?
Hey, that they make good motorcycle jackets.
2004
so
was a good
fuck
year.
You. Anyways, Rob Ford, he's the Supreme Court say whether they'll hear the appeal in the conflict of interest case. He's awarding contracts to some guy he knew, construction stuff.
Gave him crack.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Except not
Sorry,
actually.
Allegedly.
Yeah, but I guess Rob Ford's potential crack habit is out and the conflict of interest is in.
This is the new thing?
Hey, when the Toronto sports
I guess,
team
but we're still
well.
Keeping our... A crack cocaine by Cypress Hill intro.
Yeah. because that will forever be what I remember.
People are going to thank him.
Oh yeah,
Toronto. When the Toronto, like you said, when the Toronto sports teams figure it out,
he wasn't smoking crack.
It's DMT.
DMT.
Yeah, I've heard.
Why is Rob crying? Because he just smoked crack cocaine.
I ain't even lying.
No, yeah, he just smoked crack cocaine.
Oh, Rob.
Oh wait, is that? Oh, I forgot.
That's cool.
Oh, for fuck's sakes. Well,
shit show is this?
I don't know.
Hey, Pinkerton's a good album.
Pinkerton's a great album. We fired that up episode 4, actually.
Butterfly's the deepest.
I'm tired. Do-do-do-do-do. So tired.
Having sex. That's how it goes.
Tired of Cleveland Steamer on all the bitches.
I'll tell you what, there's not many better things than Sunny D.
Sunny D gets the people going, but do you know what I'm ready for?
You know what gets me
ready for?
A picture of Rob Ford in his underwear.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I got way too close to the mic there because I was leaning in.
Listen to me right up on the mic.
Take a pee.
Well, Jordan.
Jeez, okay, what are we going to go to? I'm in my phone pictures at this point.
You know what it's time for?
No, oh, Seb's going to play some music. Okay, while Seb's about getting ready to play music, I'm going to tell you that you should all go to the White House We the People thing where you can create your own petition. And I'll sign the petition to have Barack Obama reenact the scene from The Incredibles where Frozone is looking for his super suit.
Where is my super suit?
No, I'm looking for my super suit!
Honey!
What?
Where's my super suit?
What?
Where is my super suit?
I put it away.
Where?
Why do you need to know?
I need it.
Don't you think about running off to do it? No, Darren, do. We've been planning this dinner for 2 months.
The public is in danger.
My evening's in danger.
You tell me where my suit is, woman. We are talking about the greater good.
Greater good? I am your wife. I'm the greatest good you are ever gonna get.
If anyone hasn't seen The Incredibles, turn this off and fuck yourself. How's that? If anyone wasn't looking for a hoedown, came to the wrong place.
We start to fire up since.
This has happened now.
Okay. Sorry, it was about
that. No, go. Please keep going.
Gets the people going.
Who's rapping?
On the subject of rapping, keep playing, but
yeah.
You're putting out a rap album, aren't you?
Well, no, it was going to be a rap album, but then Sean and I, we made it just, like, chopped up beats.
Nice.
And, yeah, it should be done in, like, a week or so.
Black Tuxedo?
Black Tuxedo. A Black Tuxedo. Yeah, it's good. And, hopefully it'll be hilarious.
That is yourself and Mr. Sean Connors?
Sean Connors, Don Perignon.
Sean Connery.
Seb,
Sean Connery. Actually.
Actual ex-James Bond actor, Sean Connery.
I don't know how I lined it up. I just
raps with Sebastian.
Yeah, you should hear that Irish accent. Spin fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell happened to our, remember last, I guess around Christmas time?
Yeah.
You're like, we need you to come into the studio and throw down. So I came into the studio and threw down big time. What the hell happened?
We started doing like different sort of music, but you know what? I'm going to talk to Sean. That was a good track. If it doesn't happen on this album, it's going to... You know what? Fuck it. Announcing it right now. Eric Christensen and Sebastian Kirk are making a rap album. At some point. It's going to be good. E chord. Oh, I can hear the groupies outside.
Jordan! We love you!
Jordan, let me suck your dick!
I need to buy some guitars.
Jordan, I'm gonna give you a rim job!
Jordan!
Rim jobs!
Okay, wait. Is that a G?
Yeah, it's a G.
Jordan, I'm gonna finger blast your asshole!
Woo! If anyone isn't impressed right now,
shame on you.
Yeah, exactly.
I can play the beginning of that one Brad Paisley song that either of you probably
You should know. Probably just put it down
Brad
right
Paisley.
Now.
More like Brad Gaisley.
Oh! Damn it!
Yeah.
say what you said.
We're doing no more episodes. That was the highlight of everything.
Hey, say something.
Is this the first time you ever played guitar?
Yeah, actually.
say something.
Say something controversial or like shady, like kind of like doomsday sort of thing.
I think North Korea should be the next president of the United States.
put some
lighter spin on it. Your turn. Go. Say something controversial.
Do it. Doomsday.
We should legalize crack.
Ron Paul should be the president of the United States.
President Obama is the Antichrist.
Help Frozone find his super suit.
Super suit.
Just poop my pants. Works for everything.
Go to really it's perfect. Can you do a really depressing one?
Maybe.
Like, make something really positive seem awful. Like, got a raise at my job today.
I don't know how to do this.
That's fine.
Oh!
That's good.
Picked a bunch of beautiful flowers today.
It's come to this.
Yeah, there you go.
This has been a good podcast so far. Good material.
Do you have any original music you wish to play for us on the spot?
I should have learned Wonderwall. Original music? No.
Do you have anything you wish to play for us on the spot?
No, not really.
I'm
a bitch when it comes to
you're
that.
Just like this...
There's nobody
this,
here.
This Pack of Rouge man. A plug. Just got to skip.
What am I supposed to play?
I don't know.
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
You know what I'm going to play?
Blink-182!
I love that song.
That's a good tune.
It was a Friday night, went alone, they get their feeling right. We started making out, she took off my pants.
Finger blasted her butthole.
And that's how felt that time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And the TV shows, what the hell do you need? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again?
And that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I saw more abuse by TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again?
Thank you!
Bravo.
Yeah, that's enough of that.
Bravo.
Do you always carry a pick with you?
Yeah, at least three of them, you know, just to show. I don't even actually really play that often.
Like that College Humor video, how to play guitar good enough just to get laid. It's like, always put a pick in your wallet, so you can always be like, oh, I'll pay for dinner. Oh, is that a pick?
Oh, yeah. Shit, I do play guitar, actually.
I do.
Yeah, I like to write songs. You know what, seriously, though? You only need four chords. You know what they are?
This is Seb teaching you all how to get laid.
Everyone, check it out.
What chords do we need? You need a C. And a G.
Two.
And an A minor.
Okay, don't got that one.
And then to an F.
Okay, I got two out of four.
And once you get that, fuck off. And then you got every song in the world. Four chords.
Any song in the world.
Yeah.
Eric can name any song.
Have you seen that video where they do like the 40 songs with four chords or
whatever? Yeah, I have.
Those are the four chords.
Can you play the entire Yeezus album with those four chords?
I wish I could.
Seb, play 100 Black Coffins.
I need 100 black coffins for 100 bad men.
Why is James crying? Because he just got dunked on!
That's soundbite material. That right there.
I ain't even lying.
No, we just got dunked on!
Yeah. Okay, what else do we have to talk about today?
Rep talk? What's the...
Fuck louder. We already got to that. Yeah, I already talked about
Alex Cobb hit with line drive.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, that was huge, eh?
Yeah.
So, what's he...
Was that the pitcher?
Did he play for the Rays?
Yeah.
I'm not a big baseball guy.
Yeah.
Anyways, pitches. Guy hits it. Hits him right in the dome.
Yeah, that hurt.
There was that guy from the Jays that happened to.
Got released from hospital 2 days. Was it 2 days after?
No. Well, that's the more recent one. The guy from the Jays got out the same night, but he got hit right in the head.
Mm.
And he dropped.
Jays are on a winning streak.
Yeah, they're turning it around.
The Jays 500 watch. They're four back right now. They play Baltimore.
They better do well.
Boston and then Tampa Bay.
It's sad, though, how the Jays being at 500 is indicative of their success.
If the Jays are at 500, they're only three games back.
Yeah.
See, I don't follow.
That's baseball.
Fucking baseball.
This has been the baseball segment of the show.
We rarely talk about baseball because
you guys hate baseball and I love the Jays.
My mom and Opa love baseball.
Baseball's a good sport to go watch.
Baseball's a good sport to play. It's fun to play.
I feel like baseball would be a great sport to fire up a bunch of Sunny D's to. And,
yeah, exactly.
Maybe have some Rouge Mans.
Yeah. Oh!
While Seb just shotgunned a Pilsner.
I've never had Sunny D come up my nose. I fucked that one up. Oh, who would have thought Sunny D would sting coming up your nose?
It's all vitamin C. Oh boy, Kib.
Oh, look at me just being such a...
You're doing good.
Why is Seb crying?
Because he just got Sunny D in his nose!
Oh, so much Sunny D.
So, we cover everything?
Yeah.
Oh, my fish died recently.
Right, you're not... Yeah.
My fucking fish died. I had this fish for, like... Henry, were you about to piss?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, my fish just died recently.
Sunny D.
Seb's 20th. On the day. On the evening.
Seb, yeah. Did you purchase these Sunny D's yourself?
No.
Okay.
No. I found them.
Bootleg Sunny D's.
Yeah. This is a nice mic, by the way. You can't see the mic, listener, but... It looks pretty fucking hot.
Only you would point that out.
Well, it's from Long McQuaid, and Seb is a musician, mm-hmm. after all.
Yeah, anyways, my fish that I had since, like, the second grade, it was one of those Plecostomus. You know, one of those ones that just sucks the shit out of your fish tank, makes it all clean.
You've had that fish that long?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Since the second grade. Finally bit the dust.
Really?
Yeah.
That must have been sad.
Yeah, my dad's like, well, no, it wasn't. We're like, oh, it's dead.
Oh.
Time for a new one. Gave it the ceremonial flush, and,
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess my fish passed.
We didn't give it like a 21-gun salute or anything like that. But.
Fish died when I was in fourth grade, and I made it a hearse. Is it a hearse?
No, that's the car that drives.
Yeah. I made a hearse out of Lego. That's how cool I... Well, I mean, I guess I'm still such a fucking loser, but yeah, that's how cool I was in fourth grade.
Seb's never getting laid.
It was a good hearse.
Seb's never getting laid.
Dude, stop saying that.
Well, on that note,
on that my note, fish, I just cleaned its tank the other day,
mm-hmm.
for the first time in 6 months.
Man, it must have been happy.
No, I think it was pissed off. It loved the dirt.
Loved it. Loved the dust.
Fuck off! I love my own filth.
Well,
it's like people who take baths.
I guess all we have to talk about now is our little on.com spiel, and we're pretty much done, eh?
Yeah.
Man, it was an honor to be here.
Oh, no. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, no, this
but
is,
we're not done. We've got some advertising to do. On.com.
ONNIT.com.
Well, don't do
don't
that.
Type that in.
Just copy and paste the link. Be a bro. Alpha Brain gets you thinking smart.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan says it makes you talk better. I take Alpha Brain before the podcast. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. It's great.
What is Alpha Brain?
Alpha Brain is... Wait for it.
Crack cocaine.
Is what Rob Ford does on a daily basis, allegedly.
Sometimes I show up to do the podcast too early, and I find Eric in his room smoking crack cocaine.
Allegedly.
Yeah, it was weird when I showed up.
Yeah.
I was like, are you okay?
It's like, God, stop it!
When I came to do episode 4, there was two hookers on the bed, and I was just snorting lines off of them.
Anyways, Alpha Brain is vitamin B6, GPC, a bunch of other cool things you've never heard of.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Yeah, Mr. White. Yes, science.
What's GPC stand for?
Great peckers Cox. Continuously straddling you.
Yeah, I said great British cocks.
Great. Works for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, it's, I don't know. Alpha Brain's good for, good for getting the creative process going. And, like Seb was saying earlier, helps you lucid dream. And, you know, helps your memory out.
Hey, try it. You'll seriously, I wasn't kidding about lucid dreaming. If you've ever thought about it, do it. It's cool.
It's 35.
And if you've never heard of it before, look it up, think about it, and do it.
Yeah, because it's weird. You know.
And anyway, we're selling something that'll help you lucid dream.
DMT.
$35 for a bottle of 30. Can't go wrong. Also have a bunch of other stuff that helps your immune system, kettlebells, get you in shape. All that shit on it.com. Follow the link in the description.
Yeah.
Fuck. We're
helps us get money.
Fuck. Get money, get bitches, right?
Exactly.
Except none of the above, really.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Except me. I got the money part.
Yeah. I got the none part.
You got the bitches.
Yeah, I guess.
That's why we brought Seb on, to get the bitches.
Get the bitches.
You're
well,
welcome.
Oh. Yeah, I'm a douche.
We don't even have an outro for this
episode.
You know
what? I'm going to make
yes,
you an outro.
I'll make
what is it? I don't have it.
Okay. It's in your...
We're going home.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I've ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone.
What the fuck do you want?
I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one and I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone. I walk alone.
This represents imminent danger for sure.
Ramsey sex badgers. Dwarf eaten by badgers.
It was a Friday night. Went alone. They get their feeling right. We started making out. She turned my pants.
Finger blasted her butthole.
And that's how felt that time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And the TV shows. What the hell is it you need? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
Why is James crying? Cause he just got dunked on!